Let's go to Colorado now for a story that many of us may have missed, but not if you're in Durango. That's because Lego sculptures have been popping up around Durango for the past couple of years. It's the work of Sam Bridgham, the Lego bomber. From Colorado Public Radio, Stephanie Wolf has this story.
Sam Bridgham asked me to meet him outside a coffee shop on Durango's main avenue and to wear a newspaper hat so he could identify me. I oblige, and I keep an eye out for an adult male in his 50s. Instead, I'm greeted by a blonde-haired 11-year-old. He tells me he's Sam, the Lego bomber, and takes me on a tour of, quote, his artwork.
I'm gonna have you go to the other side of the street up here on this next block. On the next block.
This Sam leads me to Lego sculptures around the town. Many are surprisingly discreet. You have to look up or down to see ones posted outside businesses. And I almost miss the Legos in the sign for the old main post office. They look like they're part of the stonework.
And the post office was cool with this? They've left it up?
Well, we put it up only a couple of days ago, but they're fine with it.
Our tour ends at an old junior high school that's been converted into space for yoga and art classes. There, we find a bright green centipede-like Lego creature crawling up a wall. I play along with Sam, but I finally call him out on his ruse and remind him I've seen pictures of the actual Sam Bridgham.
Well, they're taking photos of the older me.
Okay.
The older Sam, who was born in the 60s.
Can I meet the older Sam today?
Probably.
Okay.
Just grow up right now.
Okay.
One second.
Younger Sam disappears down a stairwell, and older Sam emerges from around the building.
Are you the older Sam?
Here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. I was like, am I getting punked?
It's hard for me to get that young on a Sunday morning.
I learned Bridgham's impersonator is Nils Hansen, one of his assistants. He has a posse of them. But when Bridgham began Lego bombing 2 years ago, it was a solo endeavor.
I was just really frustrated one night. I'm lying in my bed, and I'm not ordinarily a praying man, but I gave it a try, got nothing. And just felt really irritated and decided to go vandalize something.
He happened to have hundreds of Legos lying around because he teaches Lego robotics through his own business called Alpine Educational Associates.
So I just took all these Legos and plastered it on a post trying to offend somebody. And what do you know, it was wildly misinterpreted as art. And here I am today.
Now many of his young Lego robotics students help him construct Lego bombs around the city, including places like a Starbucks sign or the window of the drive-through pharmacy at a Walgreens.
This is Stephanie. She's from Colorado Public Radio.
Oh, hi there.
And I'm taking her on the tour.
Melissa Sullivan, who goes by Sully, is a senior pharmacy technician at Walgreens. Through the drive-through intercom system, she tells me that she loves having the Lego sculpture there.
People ask about it. It sparks conversation, you know?
Bridgham has no idea how many Lego bombs are currently on view around town.
I'm sort of like a squirrel burying acorns. I leave them out and I often forget where they are, and then people tell me, oh yeah, I saw it over here.
Often the Lego bombs are taken down or moved.
These things have a lifespan, and sometimes it's just time for them to move on. They're not meant to be permanent.
His work certainly hasn't gone unnoticed. The Durango Herald has featured several articles about the town's resident Lego bomber. Bridgham's beginning to get more commissions, and in the spring, the city awarded him the first Durango Creates grant. $1,000 to Lego bomb a stretch of Main Avenue.
I'm a vandal with a budget now and a license, so I'm respectable society's worst enemy.
Colleen O'Brien is with the city of Durango. She says the fact that Bridgham had been Lego bombing without permission wasn't a red flag for the Public Art Commission. They liked how accessible his art is.
That helps you think of public spaces differently or even private spaces differently, and you can interact with it, and it just helps you pay a little bit closer attention.
Bridgham says he's been paying attention to how people respond to the Lego art, and he finds all kinds of deep meaning in it. But when you look at online comments, many people just call his Lego art fun. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Wolfe.